Reed Florence and Matt Weidman with us after the Tigers win over Wabash 35-17. And obviously this was the one that you guys were looking at way back in the offseason, the game you were going to win the conference to get back to the postseason. Tell me a little bit about just leading up to this game, what it was like, you know, from an emotional standpoint. The senior class is so big, and a lot of the legacy is defined by what happens in the big games. So were you guys just excited to get out on the field in this game?
Definitely. We had a great week of practice for us, prepared well. Coaches had a great game plan set for us, and thankfully we executed and played pretty hard.
Matt, the offensive line had a tough challenge today with a Wabash D that was leading the nation in sacks and tackles for a loss, really bruising opposing quarterbacks all year long. But you guys not only held your own, but really won the line of scrimmage a lot of the day. How'd you do it?
It was a goal coming in. We knew they had some guys up front, and they had some good guys up front that could definitely penetrate and rush a quarterback. But we had a great week of practice, like Reed said, and we came out and played what we did, what we were supposed to do.
The ability to run the ball as well as you guys did obviously was huge to stay balanced offensively. Sean Gary, 144 yards. Talk a little bit about having the two tailbacks you have, Gary and Danke, their ability to provide the running game that obviously opens up the passing game. That was a key part of the win.
Well, first of all, starts off with those five big, nasty, ugly guys up front. They worked their butt off all week and got open holes up for Sean and Jimmy and myself. And congrats to them. They did hats off to them. It's a great job by them.
The passing game today went through Brendan Cunningham first and foremost, although several guys got in on the act. But, Reed, talk about Cunningham, because he's all of a sudden putting his name amongst the best receivers that have ever come through Wittenberg, and today he made some big catches.
Definitely. I mean, look at him. He's 6'3", 230, and he's a force to reckon with, and that's what happens with all four of our guys. We got five great receivers out there that can all catch and run with and make guys miss.
I talked about the offensive line needing to have a big day, and Matt, you've got a guy on the other side at tackle that is a pretty darn good one as well. And I would think the offensive line, as much as any other position, it comes down to having a complete unit, and you guys seem to have that and really showed it today, the ability across the front to as a unit, win the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we have four other good guys and two great tight ends that we all know what we're doing, and we all play together, and we all play for each other. We all have each other's backs out there, and we go and get our backs, and we play well together.
All right, last question for you guys. 35-17, you go out on the field to take a knee. Final seconds are ticking off. What's going through your mind, Reed?
Greatest feeling in the world. Finally, our senior class actually gets to earn the victory against Wabash and earn our pretty much our first ring together, and it's just a great feeling.
32 of you guys seniors. That's the largest class Joe Fincham has ever had. I guess it says a lot about guys sticking with it and putting in the time it takes to be a four-year Wittenberg Tiger. Matt, did you get a chance to celebrate it as a senior class with some of those other guys just because this is such a big win?
Oh, for sure. We have the best scout teams in the nation. We got guys that couldn't come on the trip because of the travel squad, and they're just as much a part of this as anybody else. We're all a unit out here. Our 32 seniors, we all can't start. We all can't play, but we have great guys out back there. They're leading the sidelines. They're leading us in practice. They're leading scout teams. And without them, this championship wouldn't be possible.
All right, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.